Hello, my name is Carlos McWhorter, CPA, and welcome back to the podcast. And in this episode, I want to discuss something that's very important. It is the election and our investing. How should we respond to the election or the election results in regards to our investing? What should we do? What should we invest in? I want to address that specific question as it is a constant theme on social media right now. And obviously, this is going into Sunday and the election is coming up this Tuesday. So I want to talk about this topic so you understand the best way to approach your investing regarding the election that's coming up. So the first thing that I want to address is the fact that not everybody needs to be making different investing decisions based on the election. When you are listening to investment advice or investment information on the news or social media, you have to ask yourself two things. Is this information I need to pay attention to? Or the other thing is this information that's looking for an audience? And what I mean, so many things are said on social media because it sounds good, it sounds smart, it sounds intelligent. People may be interested in the particular topic, but it's not really information that you need. So in this game of information where everybody's trying to build a brand on social media, many things are said concerning business, concerning self-help, concerning investing especially, that is not really for you or really anybody else. It's just information that is being produced and presented looking for an audience. So make sure you're not looking at that information that specifically doesn't apply to you and what you should do. Make sure you're looking at information that actually is being helpful. And I believe this is one of those topics that is information looking for an audience. Nobody's really looking for this. You may assume you might need this information to make a decision, but in fact you don't. So you're saying, hey Carlos, you're telling me I don't need to invest or change my investment strategy for the election. So what should I do? So I'm going to go over 4 points that you should do and you should stay focused on concerning the election and your investing. So the first thing that you should do is to stay calm and focus on your financial goals. You have to have a big picture focus when it comes to investing. And one thing that you have to understand, the election season is a very short term. It's a few months leading up to that Tuesday in November where there's an election, and let's say through November. Very short when it comes to your long-term investing plans. So we don't make plans impacting our long-term goals for anything that's happening in the short term. You have to have a big picture and a long-term focus on your goals. So your plans shouldn't change at all. Now, this is just an example. Let's say you are primarily an index investor and you're investing in the S&P 500 index fund. And let's just say if a particular candidate wins, then that means there's going to be a lot of money put into the healthcare sector based on their policy. So you think, okay, the healthcare sector should do well for this upcoming term. For index investors, if you think about it, if you're invested in an S&P 500 fund and there's some S&P stocks that are healthcare stocks that are starting to outperform, there is an investment manager managing that index fund that's going to change the allocations to make sure you as an investor into that fund benefits from the increases in those particular stocks. So this is just an example of how no matter what's going on, you don't have to change your strategy. You can continue just to invest in that index, and that manager is going to adjust based on whatever those stocks are doing in that index, the S&P 500 in this example, and you will benefit. So there's no need for you to change. So that's just one example of how a lot of this noise means absolutely nothing to you. Number two, plan for volatility. Now, volatility could be high around election time, and I understand that people are emotional around this time. You have a lot of volatility that can spike, and that's going to be due to people and their emotions and people who are trading, momentum traders or just day traders who are looking to take advantage of some movement, anticipating some movement because of the election. Is nothing to be afraid of. Plan for it. Something that you have to always remember, volatility is just a part of investing. It's a part of the market cycle. It's going to happen. There may be some events that cause it to be a little more higher than normal, but it doesn't really matter in the long term. Stay focused, stay consistent. Now, one thing you have to always remember, volatility to the patient investor is a good thing. If you are an impatient investor and you're concerned about volatility, the number one thing that you need to do is always have some type of cash reserve that's available for you to invest when volatility happens, and you can take advantage of those discounted assets, those quality companies that may be falling for some reason. When that volatility hits, take advantage of those opportunities. So always have a cash reserve and always be patient and wait on those opportunities, and look at volatility as that, an opportunity versus risk of losing money. It's an opportunity to invest and grow your portfolio and hopefully outpace the market. So that's what you want to do. Be patient, have a cash reserve, plan for volatility, and when it happens, be ready to pull the trigger on those investment opportunities that you're already planning out now. Number three, we have to think about policy. We have to think about the implications of new policy. So a candidate is going to make promises and talk about their policy and proposed plans. If they are to get elected, it's not as if they snap their fingers and all of the policies that they said they're going to put in place are automatically put in place. When a candidate is making a promise, I believe that they have the obligation to attempt to get it passed. They have an obligation to attempt to get it through Congress. However, if we have a divided Congress and it's vetoed or there's concessions that they have to make to get something passed, that's politics. So don't think that if a certain candidate is going to win, all the things that they said that they are going to do in office is automatically going to happen. Many of these things are going to take longer than 4 years, so they would have to win two terms. Many of these things are just not going to happen the way they say they are. And if they did, it's going to take a long time for those things to be implemented and to be carried out through a particular market. So any change in the structure of a market is going to take a long time for it to happen. You don't need to make a decision around election time to take advantage or to protect yourself from that volatility or from those structural changes. They're going to happen over time. You'll be able to see them if you're paying attention, and you'll be squared away. So you want to be aware of what's going on with policy and how it may impact your portfolio and the stocks that you're invested in, but you don't want to speculate because of that. You just don't want to run to healthcare or tech or infrastructure or energy just because a particular candidate said something during their campaign and they are elected. That's not what we do. We're going to evaluate stocks, develop a watch list of stocks that we like, quality businesses, and we're going to pull the trigger on those companies when the opportunity arises. And number four, stick to the fundamentals. Solid, well-managed businesses are going to outperform no matter what's going on in the world, no matter who's in office. They're going to outperform. Think about companies, and I'll pick some popular ones, Apple, Microsoft, Google. No matter what happens in the world, no matter who's in office, we as Americans are going to depend on those companies. I don't believe people are going to stop using Microsoft Excel or Office or stop using Google Search just because a particular president is in office. That doesn't really make sense. And those are just some few examples that you can think about with any other company you're interested in investing in. If it's a retail company, we're not going to stop shopping there just because a particular president is in office. So none of these things, as far as what's happening politically, are going to heavily impact these businesses in the short term. Maybe in the long term, depending on what it is, but in the short term, not at all. There's no need to make a decision based off of that. So you want a company with stable earnings and strong potential to grow those earnings and grow those revenues. And in this particular environment with interest rates are rising a little bit. They're not really high. They're actually at an average rate, but they're much higher than what we're used to over the past 10 years or so. You want to look at companies that have strong balance sheets. You got to understand something. Capital is not as cheap anymore. It's not as easy for companies to go out and acquire other businesses to get the funding to fund their business. They have to be mindful and smart and make sure they're getting returns on their investment within their business and using that capital along with some debt financing to continue to fund their operations. So you got to make sure companies have strong balance sheets where they are able to get that debt funding that they may need, but also companies that actually don't need funding to continue and to grow. So you want to pay attention to those businesses that has a low debt compared to their free cash flow and also compared to the equity. You want a company ideally with a debt to equity ratio of 25% or less. Some companies, they can be in a solid position if that debt to equity is 50% or less, depending on the operation and specifics of that business. But you want to make sure you're looking at these businesses and you're not investing in a business that's popular but has a sloppy balance sheet, they're in a bad financial position, of course, the headline, that's not going to catch the headlines because many people aren't analyzing these businesses like that. But you want to make sure you're investing in those businesses that can continue to fund their operations through the cash that they earn from running their operations. So that's a very, very key thing to pay attention to in the future, especially as we move into this time where interest rates actually may kind of stay where they are. They may not fall down very much from the current levels. So keep that in mind. Strong balance sheets only. Make sure that the balance sheets are strong so your investments are more secure. So those are the things that I wanted to cover for this podcast. Concerning the election, what should you do with your investing when it's concerning this, what should you do concerning this election season when it comes to your investing? And at the end of the day, stick to your plan. Make sure you have a plan. If you don't have a plan, if you don't know how to invest, I encourage you to subscribe to my YouTube channel where I break down stocks. Pretty much I do about 2 stocks per week. I'm breaking them down, looking at the fundamentals and giving my assessment on the value of the business and also the quality of the business. So you get to see the revenues and margins, how they make their money. We break all of that down and we again give evaluation, and then we kind of give a scorecard summary of the quality of that business. So if you're unsure of how to invest and what to invest in, hit the subscribe button and I will take care of you on that department. So I hope you enjoyed this video. I hope to see you in the next video. Let me know in the comments what you think about it. Give me your opinions on some of the points that I've made, and please consider liking and subscribing to the channel. I appreciate you. See you in the next video.